This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a report for ISG, One Corporate Place, 55 Ferncroft Road, Suite 300, Danvers, Massachusetts, 01923. I performed an IME on March 20th, 2023. Service type IME-New York, client Travelers Insurance, injured person Margaret Weiss, WISC, date of birth 10-7-1962, claim number FTH3961-001, ISG case number 112-7545, date of incident 8-5-2021, insured Gentiva, GENTIVA Health Services, WCB file number G2982394, type of injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, appointment date 3-20-2023, time 3:15 p.m., location 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Margaret Weiss is a 60-year-old female who resides with her husband of 30 years, her 27-year-old daughter, and her 22-year-old son. She's been working as a medical social worker full-time for the past 20 years. She's been working with her present company for the past 10 years. She reports she was in her usual state of good health until August 5th of 2021 when she was asked to evaluate a male living in a detached garage. She completed her visit, but while walking out, apparently was attacked by a dog on the back of her leg twice. She has a memory gap at this point, but she said she made it to the other side of the fence, and her notebooks and other work items were still scattered on the other side of the initial side of the fence by the near the dog. She said some people started to gather and suggest that she speak to their father who owns the property. She contacted her office on her speakerphone and says, at that point, a man walked up behind her and in an accusatory tone told her she was trespassing. She started to drive away. She got lost. She states her office called an ambulance. And her husband and the police came as well. She was advised to put her hazard lights on and was brought to the community hospital, Long Island Community Hospital in Patchogue, New York. She said she was diagnosed with a bleeding wound on her left leg as well as a wound on her right leg. She subsequently required 3 weeks of antibiotics for her hip infection. And she is left with some scars. She showed me two pictures on her cell phone, which were the same pictures that I viewed that were included in the review of records. She reports that she attempted to return to work. Several weeks later, on September 13th, 21, and she was unable to, quote, "I was unable to do it," unquote. At that point, she was asked to consult a psychologist. She went to Long Island Neuropsychological Services, PLLC, and was seen by Richard Karelis, K-A-R-E-L-I-S. They began weekly visits for a variety of symptoms, including feeling unsafe while outdoors, reliving memories of the attack, would not go to events that had a unleashed a dog or even a dog in the room. She experienced a variety of panic attacks when seeing dogs in shopping centers. She was experiencing nightmares. She overreacts when she hears a dog growling. Sometimes she freezes. Sometimes she has to run away from where she is. She has made arrangements at work that if there's a, she will not visit clients when there is a dog loose in the property. However, she's also felt that these symptoms have expanded to affect her life. For example, she missed a family event because one of her relatives felt it was okay to bring their new puppy. She fears that her 14-year-old dog will pass away soon, and she feels too frightened to adopt a new dog. She has been known to relive the attack, and she became tearful quite a few times during the evaluation. Past psychiatric history denies no history of suicide attempts, no history of inpatient treatment, no history of fears of dogs or other animals. Past medical history, allergic to Cipro, denies surgeries or any current medication. Alcohol and drug use denies. Family psychiatric history denies. Family substance abuse history denies. Social history, she has three siblings. She's closest with her sister. She has a master's in social work from Stony Brook. Her husband is works in IT. Has been very supportive. She has no history of physical or sexual abuse. She's able to discuss how she feels, quote unquote, robbed of a normal life coming and goings due to severe pain and panic. Okay. I believe that the patient does suffer with post-traumatic stress disorder. I believe the causation is the attack on September 13th of 2021. Of note, the patient was able to return to work on February 13th, 2022, with work modifications. History has been provided. Claimant denies that she's ever been bitten by any dogs in the past. She denies any history of psychiatric treatment prior to her psychology sessions with Mr. Corrales. There is no prior treatment or diagnosis prior to 8/5/2021 was able to be elicited. I do feel the diagnosis of PTSD is causally related to the 8/5/2021 date of injury. She has flashbacks and nightmares, specifically to that attack. I do not believe she would have PTSD if it wasn't for the events of 8/5/2021. Mental status exam. She's casually dressed, looks younger than her stated age, good eye contact, cooperative, a fluent speech, mood, anxious and dysphoric, affect, tearful at times, easily overwhelmed. Concentration, fairly good. Sleep is interrupted at times. Appetite has been stable. She denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. She denies auditory or visual hallucinations. She denies paranoid delusions. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fairly good. Impression, I believe Margaret Weiss meets the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder. She's been able to return to work for accommodations, but I believe she continues to suffer with symptoms that interfere with her quality of life. She had found the sessions with Richard Corrales, a social worker, to be helpful. She requires accommodations at work. I believe she would benefit from a resumed therapy sessions once every 2 weeks for a period of time of 3 to 4 months. The goal would be to get the continued PTSD symptoms under improved control. If there's any further questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact me.